I guess it's okay when you perform in the playoffs, like Brian Bickle, to overcome only having 15 points in the regular season.
Yeah, I don't know if this is what they pay him for specifically. I think they'd like to see a little bit more production in the regular season, but he's certainly earning his paycheck now. He obviously had an okay regular season, had some injury problems, was given some quality ice time early in the season, kind of put on the top line with Taves and Kane, and didn't really work out, got injured, was out for a while and came back. And, he got better as the season went along, but he certainly brings it to a different level in the playoffs. You know, he's admitted that he plays harder in the playoffs, that he feels like if he played this way during the regular season that he'd be in the cold bath all year round. So, I think the Blackhawks, the fact they pay him $4 million a season after they gave him a big contract after last year, they'd like to see a little bit more consistency during the regular season. But, they certainly love to see that he's producing at this time of year.
What can the Wild do to slow down the Hawks tonight in Minnesota?
I think the Wild have had some chances. When you look at the possession game, the shots are pretty close. I think it's been a pretty even game. I feel like the Blackhawks have played pretty well when it matters most, kind of late in games in the third period. They've done a pretty good job where that was an issue early in the playoffs, not being able to close out teams, and they had the Blues kind of took advantage of that in the first two games of their series. And the Blackhawks have done better job at holding teams off and then kind of stepping on throats a little bit during that third period with just some goals. So, the Wild felt like they just need to, talking to them after the morning skate today, they felt like they needed to just capitalize on some chances and maybe make life a little bit more difficult on Corey Crawford. Crawford's been pretty good since he kind of called himself out after game two against the Blues. And, last six games, I think he's given up 9 goals, and the save percentage has been close to about 95%. So, he's been pretty good. So they like to make it maybe a little bit more, a little tougher for him around the net and maybe capitalize on some of those chances. And, Blackhawks have kind of become more of a three-line team too. So, maybe try to wear them out a little bit more. We're just, where the fourth line used to be kind of something big for them and something that they, put on their top lines. The fourth line with when it was Bolig and Kruger and Smith was so effective for them, and they've kind of done that to the third line now. And I think it's a line that the Wild like to capitalize on. It's with Kruger and Nordstrom and Saad. So I think there's a chance for there. But they need Parisi and they need Molson and some guys that haven't been really producing in this series to start coming around.
Heading into Game 3, obviously, as you just mentioned, that the series has maybe been a little tighter than the scores would say. When you watch the Hawks play, is there anything where you think they need to clean up their game or be more respectful of the Wild heading into Game 3?
I feel like the Wild power play's been okay. They've had some chances there, and I feel like in the second period last game that there were some chances they nearly put away. The Blackhawks had some problems with penalties in the first series, and they've kind of limited to those against the Wild. So I think the Blackhawks, for that's key. I don't think that penalty kill, the numbers certainly indicate it's played pretty well, but I feel like the Wild feel pretty good about what they've been creating there. So I think the Blackhawks might want to be careful there and not to allow the Wild too many opportunities, because I think they're close to breaking through in those.
Scott Powers from ESPN Chicago joins us. Scott, I want to talk about Brent Seabrook. The guy's got 9 points in 5 games. He missed 3 games, and he's already got 9 points. And, obviously that's well above his, his production-wise. But is he playing as well as the point suggests, or is he maybe just getting a lot of nice additional second assists where really he's not involved in the play?
A little bit, I think there's some of that. But he's been effective on the power play, getting some shots through, and, they've been able to tip in some shots, off of his, so I think that's been effective. And, he's been pretty good in the past. Last year he had some clutch goals and in some big games in the playoffs, and he seems like offensively he's able to find a few more holes this time of year. I think last season maybe motivated him too a little bit, where Quinville sat him down and kind of limited his minutes at times last year in the playoffs, so he might be a little bit more motivated this season. And then also going through this, you know, going through the suspension, coming back from that, and I think he's driven by, to be productive when he's on the ice. So I think he's been pretty consistent for much of the season, and some of it may be just, having assists added to goals. But I think he's been pretty solid, throughout the playoffs as well.
Scott, Patrick Sharp's a guy that's at least had trouble getting on the score sheet with just 3 points in 8 games. Is it just that? Is he just a little bit snake bit, or does he need to be better?
I think the chances have been there. He's creating, and he puts a lot of shots on net, as he did in the regular season. But it's weird because he hasn't had many stretches where he's gone this long without goals and points, where in the regular season he was pretty consistent in finding ways to get through. He'd have a few games off and then he'd come through with some goals. So, I thought when he scored in game six against the Blues that he'd break through, and that hasn't been the case. I don't know if that line still, playing with Kane and Sharp back together at times, the line plays well, and Ben Smith's on that line now too. And, I don't know if it's adjusting different roles for him or just how they possess the puck. Because, when it was Hossa, Sharp, and Taves for much of the season, that line played pretty well. It's hard to say. I think he's creating, and there's been some decent looks. He's had some breakaway opportunities that he hasn't finished. But this is a little bit different than what you saw from him during the regular season.
I know the shot totals said the game was close, but, when it was close and got important, Chicago really pulled away in this series. Minnesota, if they're going to be able to defeat the Hawks tonight and get back into the series, Scott, what do you feel is the one element of their game that they have to improve on tonight?
Finishing the chances around the net, because I feel like the puck has been bouncing around that net. When I think back at game two, there seem to be so many opportunities where, I don't know, I mean, there's some luck factor where pucks are bouncing weird ways off of Crawford, or, the puck's in the air and he's able to knock it with his stick. And, just finding a way to get some kind of dirty goal. And, the only goals they've scored this whole series have been on the Blackhawks' fourth line on the ice. So, there's 3 goals that they've scored, and they haven't been that effective, at least putting it through against the other line. So I think an early goal would do them well, and do it against, get Parisi or get Tomlinville somewhere on the board to get them rolling. So maybe some early confidence could help too there. But I feel like the, like you said, I mean, the chances do indicate that at times the series has been close, and that the final scores haven't ended up that way. So I think an early goal and maybe gain some confidence, and maybe getting Crawford's head a little bit, where he's definitely riding the confidence that 6-game winning streak, and he's played pretty well throughout.
Scott, do you have an update on Chalmerson? He took that puck in the throat in game two. Is he good to go tonight?
Yeah, he's good to play. He can't actually speak. They, medically, I guess, I didn't really get whether he's unable to speak or he's not medically. The way the Blackhawks said, he's not medically cleared to speak. So
Wow. He
was certainly affected by, taking that puck. I mean, the fact that he didn't miss any time, he made his next shift was a bit incredible in that last game, where that was kind of a scary sight, taking it to the throat, and he was down for a bit, and you could see him on the bench being examined, but he never went back to the dressing room and stayed on. He's wearing some, during the morning skate, he wore some kind of protective gear that's going to, protect that area. So I think that's something he'll have to wear, and he's not going to be able to communicate. Quinville talked about it this morning too, he's unable to speak, so, being able to communicate with Crawford or even, his defensive partner and Johnny would do that, there will be some challenges, but they fully expect him to play. Mm-hmm.